But first, I'd like to introduce Clayton Couch, who's come here from Columbia, South Carolina. Welcome, Clayton.
Thank you. The first thing I wanted to do, since I haven't had a chance to do it in person, is to thank Patrick for putting on this great event. It's a wonderful event, and I'm just happy to be here, and I'm glad Patrick's done all the work, because I'm sure it's been quite a bit of work. The first thing I wanted to do, since I'm sure most of you don't know me, is to kind of talk a little bit about where my poems are coming from. I started off, around the age of 12, wanting to write science fiction. And my influences at that time were H.P. Lovecraft, Philip K. Dick, Clark Ashton Smith, Olaf Stapledon. And I started writing short stories, and they were wretched. So I didn't have a whole lot of luck with writing fiction. And at about the age of 16, 17, I became very interested in writing poetry, mainly because I was reading W.B. Yeats at the time. And for some reason or another, he seemed to make sense in my science fictional brain. As I moved along, I found out that there was an entire school of poetry called speculative poetry. Some of the writers in that field are maybe familiar to you. Robert Frazier, Andrew Joran, and Will Alexander, who is one of my favorites in that field. But anyway, a lot of my poems take off from that and have kind of developed over the years. I really became interested in speculative poetry about 8 to 10 years ago. So, without further ado, the first one is called At the Recycling Center. Sing begins mortal upstanding revolt. Humor sells promise, cuffed under itch. Velvet, the comfort must finally be fake. Couldn't ovoid be perfect flex of cube? Salt air, we were. Where could a return deposit at the end of the line? Trash teams in the water, low wind strays once sick. Now, no natural repose in too fast now. Link ages, orphan questions removed from the cones and rods of knowledge. Glatz cuts deep into the hand's webbing. Catch corners. Nothing curves like tomorrow. Civilized spheres open sacrifice against wild. No gods to welcome this chassis elsewhere. I'd like to thank Chris Murray, who first published that poem on her weblog. Where is Chris? Hey. This next one is called Spring Cleaning. I should tell you all, I'm a librarian at a technical college, and many of the first drafts of these poems are written between reference interviews, so that should provide a little bit of a context. Spring Cleaning. Old magazines and notebooks to dust off, while outside pines twist in hissing gusts, and moccasins cruise lake, ducking under. Leashed the neighbor, tangled in canine trance. Shadows slink, superimposed over lusts in dabs and lines. The light catches fever. This next one is called Cause and Effect, and it's a little bit more of a science-oriented poem. Splash, reduce, exclaim. A spin in the atom rocks the ground. All that empty space vibrates to the tune of some middling adjective. I forgot what's supposed to mix in the gentle swap, or that overarching laughter. Got behind, got unstable. Without medication, the condition lazes around watching paint peel on the wall. What brings us closer is the lack of story, which is indicative of some infernal character flaw, don't you think? You think, perhaps, event following event is off limits. That which grows from tilled soil will surely prosper, or at least present the illusion of prosperity. This trick is not lost on trees with malnourished branches. Depends on where you put it. The cosmic disappear, sear, faster and faster. The old skin sloughs just enough of its cells to survive another incarnation, And what promised obsession became another ignorance. Where is down? Invent place, the inevitable crux. This growth depends on nothing more than recognition. I thought I'd read another poem that has a bit of a science theme to it. This one was first published in Zenine, which is an e-zine also edited by Chris Murray. Scientific methadone. Gruff. Demonstrated flaw coined in the forge, buried. What ways hidden shall rule country and city alike? Registered bureaucrats understand strip system, though oil hasn't been applied for millennia. What if the land dropped its past and the sea rushed the square? Old technologies garaged and dormant, labeled undead. Archaeologists look for the one big proof of systemic failure in the spears, a sphinx for every drafting table. Spread out the collected soils, a microscopic mirror of what I look like early in the morning before I'm aware of being awake. A collective unconscious that signals with the branches of light and flights of rabid theories. Like turtles sunning their shells on a log in the lake, we let the dead cool conversation, not knowing an out. This next one is called Reflux Disease. Number one. Last, the police cars pile up, a full-blown retort. Gas station construct. The mud's on a tight leash. Celebratory phenom. We at least lament celebrity, shorn of melodrama. The space closes up claws. Film at 11. Junk food jinx limits, mouthfuls devastation. Wonder, it's curious to the ending, lest the laws play. You play the strings so soft, with delicate hatred. She tapped temple worship. Shock of window washing, a vacuum exobiology, tightness. It boils the organic uprising out of the sea. Of it all comes asunder. Solder conditions, laugh human, coitional setbacks in midstream. Please. Two. Here winter, in an unlocked car of children, stops. Dispel prestigitation, such lumpen stuck upstream, bridge between a vortex and a steel beam. Roof, earth elementals, locking horns, incognito redress. Manic at the table. People watch for fall or topple. Our host remembers when the fight broke. Punch, and you're called to send money, with love setting or cuddle yet again. It is vaulted past a prayer. Old relative, mad homage, the investment in cells cradled applause to bed with this invention supine. That yelling down the hall, could be you climbing? There are too many unlicensed in this crack town. Three, added up, the figures don't match sculptures red. Oddly, engines begin a sweet swerve. Hold tight atop thinking mechanization, the synergy cusp swarms where you least expect simplicity's vow. Surprise, the birthday's upon you like an old cake. There are no candles to pretend you're separated. Like a bored cat, the reading chair sits empty, down with school. The wannabes are never home. Bad finger and no feeling in the sleeping arm. Flatlander, where did all the time go out at sea? Putting up with it and feigning like an old classical, flacking out on the ground, watching years pass. Four. Serene molting as the wings inflate and unfurl, the clustered patriotism explained amid youth hops and fools us into more belief than needed. The sandstorm links it and flatters you more so. Truck away discarded leaves in the deep spring, morbid bulldozer unearthing antique basements, and this knick-knack locates sunlight on swear, away home to a dirt road littered with kudzu. Aluminum cans crushed, reflecting 5 cents a ditch, a place to hide the heat, to hear chirps. A locust symphony, the field of corn waves, safety in numbers, a perfect delivery of bees. And the last one I would like to read today is called The Restaurant. Cut back on paranoia. Gunk's setting up shop and thought, etc. Page torn out where we left each other's mouths. Simply yours. What's all the fuss? Wrinkle ashamed feast? Fussy with too much sun? The skin crackles off the sides, bone decay underneath. Walk a mile to find a host willing to argue. Success reached in the unemployment line. I fear. So journey. It's concrete after we cut its guts out. Her dress tries too hard. Guitarist reduced to playing old radio hits. No one claps at original songs. Professionals gather after mass for a couple of drinks. Why now? I've no more thoughts that haven't been reduced to imps. Today, myself is a golem lost without commands. Where's the alchemist? Old friend, your voice still inspires a trembling rest. It's odd how. You tumbled into a game on muddy fields. Fail. Ease of healthful illusion and comedy. And that's all for today. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Clayton. Thank you for joining us.